Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at
www.warriormindcoach.com
and our world famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com.
What this means is it's how to segment or separate your emotions when you're facing multiple challenges at one time. Many times we go through life and we'll get hit with one thing, and then there's another thing, and we go, oh my gosh, I can't take it, I'm emotionally overwhelmed. Well, because we're consciously trying to process all of these events at one time, and it's system overload. So part of developing mental strength is able to take a look at the situations and segment them emotionally and move on from them. This even can be as much as having an argument with somebody and then going to be in a pleasant state so that you can have a sales call in the next moment. There's this compartmentalization to help control these emotions so that you can be at the moment, in the moment for each one of those events, as opposed to carrying them over or trying to do multiple tasks underneath multiple emotions. One of the acronyms I like is the WIN formula, or the WIN acronym is what's important now. So when you're facing a lot of different situations, let's say you have a deadline for a paper that you have to write, or you have a client that you're supposed to meet, and then you have to go to the doctor, and then you have to go pick the kids up from soccer practice, or you have to go work out at the gym, and you're going, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do all this. Well, then you go, what's important now? And this gets back to first things first, and I did a blog post on this for athletes. Because athletes sometimes will get carried away in projecting things out into the future, and they lose the moment, so they'll drop a ball or throw a bad pitch or whatever. But it applies to regular life too, as first things first. What is the first thing? So what's important now? You take a look at your situations that you have, and you go, what's important now? What's the first thing that's going to come up that I need to address immediately? And then you address the next one, and the next one, and the next one. If we sit there and start to chunk down so much or chunk up so much that we look at our whole day from a perspective of, I got to do this, 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 it gets overwhelming. But there are other tasks that we do throughout the day that don't create this overwhelming, and they can be as complicated if we want to make them. Let's just say the simple fact of getting dressed to go to work. You could get yourself completely overwhelmed and emotionally overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, I got to shave, I got to take a shower, then I got to dry off, then I got to put on lotion, and then I got to get, you know, the socks on, then I got to put the suit on, then I got to put the tie on, and oh my gosh, do I know how to tie? Should it be a Windsor or should it be a half Windsor? I'm not too sure what type of tie I should tie. And then my shoes, and then do I tie the bow this way? Do I tie it this way? And you could get yourself so completely overwhelmed, but unconsciously, you just look at it, okay, I'm going to get dressed and go to work, because that's what's important now, to get to work. So when you're faced with a lot of challenges, it's great to just stop, look at what's important now, and focus on that one. However, what is nice is there are times where we can manage, and really we don't manage multitasking, and I am not a big fan of multitasking. I think it's absolutely the worst thing that we could ever try to do, because it distracts. We don't get focus on any one thing, so we produce a lot of junk out there. But anyway, we aren't even really multitasking. Because if you're on IM and typing on IM, you're probably not talking on the phone or engaging fully to the person. You're not fully engaged. So really, we don't do parallel processes in our mind. We do series processes. And this is the way our thoughts are also. We don't think multiple thoughts at one time. We think one thought, then another, and another. These thoughts might happen so quickly that they are perceived to be having multiple thoughts, but they're actually one thought at a time. There's a series of them. And we look at the events that are creating emotional distress for us, or emotional increase in our physiology. We can then start segmenting them and looking at one thing at a time. And it is, though, important, I think, to know our boundaries on how much we can actually manage, how many events we can manage at one time. And it's not really at one time, but in a group of times. So it would encourage you to know where your limit is. So is it you can be concentrating on or doing three things? You know, you have a sales meeting you have to go to, you're typing out a letter, and you're on a phone call. You know, can you do those three things sequentially and still feel calm? Or is it that plus go to a meeting later on? So what you want to do is kind of develop a mental strength training program so that you know where your limit is until you become emotionally overwhelmed and melt down, and keep pushing that. So go to the point where you're just about to melt down, stop there, and then just add a small thing. It may be just making another phone call, whatever it is, but push that limit so that the capacity to handle the total emotional part is larger, and then you can segment that into what's important now. So there's two plans here. There's one to increase your emotional capacity at any one time, and then the ability to segment that total capacity into what's important now. And I think you'll find as you look at doing this, you'll be able to handle more and more challenges throughout the period of the day with ease and comfort, as opposed to thinking that you're overwhelmed and just stop. Because when you stop, obviously nothing gets accomplished, but there are times where you may have to stop and regroup, as we say, and then focus back on what's important now, take care of that, take care of the next one, take care of the next one, at the same time expanding the complete capacity of your emotional container. So this is basically based on a mental strength tip number 10 on my blog, and I'll post this on the blog as well, this podcast. This one's a little bit shorter because it takes a lot of practice, and I would encourage you to go out and practice these, as all of these other mental strength tips. You know, as anything else, if you don't practice it, it's just good entertainment. Well, I hope it's good entertainment. But if you just sit there and listen to it and go, that was very interesting, and then go on with your life, nothing's going to improve. You need to push yourself. You need to push yourself mentally and emotionally to grow that capacity so that you then can segment them and get more things done and handle more challenges. This, by handling more challenges, you'll be able to produce more results, or better results, or higher quality results, is which we all want.
And remember,
so with that,
every facet,
go ahead and practice.
Every compartment practice, of your mind
and
to
until
be programmed
then,
by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.